SBS Radio.
The theme for the 2020 Indigenous Business Month has just been announced. With me to talk about the event is Lisa Watego. She's Managing Director, Business Trainer and Educator. Welcome to NITV Radio, Lisa.
Thank you. It's lovely to be here.
This event is taking place in a context that we would never have imagined going back to the last inception last year, last October. We've had since then bushfire at the beginning of the year, and now the pandemic that's affecting business right across the board, particularly Indigenous businesses are the ones we're talking about today. How has this impacted the Indigenous business sector?
The pandemic is definitely something that we weren't predicting. There were probably scientists galore who were predicting it. I know I wasn't predicting anything like this. And I think our businesses have experienced the pandemic in lots of different ways. We see the diversity of experiences. So we have some businesses that were absolutely, I guess they relied on people moving, like tourism, the tourism industry and hospitality industry. A lot of them have been either closed or put into hibernation. So hibernation is a good strategy as well. And then we have other Indigenous businesses that have really thrived, have had new opportunities, have been involved in the recovery and the delivery of services within COVID, such as, you know, supplying PPE gear. I'm sure nobody knew what only a small percentage of people knew what PPE stood for. Nobody knew that except people in the industry. But yeah, I mean, we've got businesses who are delivering PPE gear and sanitizer, and so they've just gone gangbusters. And then there are businesses in the middle who've just made small pivots, like turning what they would do face-to-face into online offerings. So there really is a diversity of experiences of the pandemic.
Businesses have had to adapt, I guess, your own business. You're a managing director of a business in media. Yes. Your sector is a very competitive sector, and this would have actually provided an opportunity, other opportunities.
We were pretty good because we were already almost 90% a remote working agency anyways. I think it was like sort of the middle of last year, we went, you know what, we don't need an office. We're much more efficient when we're working from our homes, and we meet up when we need to. And so we were already doing that. So when it all hit and we got locked down, it actually wasn't too bad. There was a very intense period right at the beginning. I do a lot of business training, so I'm lucky I'm here in Home Hill in Far North Queensland, sitting outside a training room right now, because in Queensland we're not locked down in the way that Victoria is. The training that we were due to deliver in April, we made that a fully online program, and there are challenges in that. I mean, we love being face-to-face and meeting people and getting out there, but it was either that or nothing. And so, you know, a lot of businesses have spent a lot of time using, for some businesses it's been a slow time, so they've been able to use this time to really reflect on where their business is up to, review business plans, think about their plan Bs, what will they do, how will they come back, and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, it's been an incredibly stressful time, but I think it speaks to the resilience of everybody in the team and people within the community. It's just like, okay, so what do we do next? And I think entrepreneurs are pretty durable people. Like, you have to be. We build things out of whatever is in front of us. You don't want to be in this game if you don't have a bit of an ability to just kind of go, okay, what's next? How do I get started? What do I need to do next?
No, you have to adapt to your environment. And the thing this year, invigorate, build and maintain to keep our sector strong. Can you elaborate on this theme and how it's going to impact the sector?
Invigorate, build and maintain, IBM, Indigenous Business Month, is really about acknowledging that Indigenous businesses are still here. And for many, it's about making sure that, I don't want to say keep calm and carry on, but it's that kind of thing, you know. Some of our businesses have gone through a process where they're invigorating and going, okay, I didn't do this before, but now I'm doing it now, you know. I had a shop and now I'm doing takeaways, like that kind of thing. Building is just staying focused and being able to continue to build your business and maintain momentum. Like, we've done so much work in the sector to get Indigenous business, the sector as a whole across the nation, accepted as legitimate players. We've worked hard to make sure that people governments and corporates, buyers of all kinds, are thinking about accessing and finding out about which Indigenous businesses are out there. And we want to really maintain that momentum. We don't want this to be the death knell, which I think in March we were having conversations sort of at that national level going, oh, what is this going to mean? So many of our businesses don't have money in the bank that they can just live off of. You know, we're just, yeah, we're all still learning how to be here. So, yeah.
Yeah. No, there are government initiatives that do support, like the IPPs, Indigenous Procurement Policy, yep, that helps. And a lot of businesses are actually thriving and exist. So I would say, yeah, have survived just thanks to that program, which has proven to be very successful. What else can businesses do to keep this momentum going besides the government support, individuals, non-profit organizations? What else can be done?
When it all started in March for most people, that's when we all really kind of went, okay, this is actually impacting our day-to-day lives. There was a lot of conversations. So I started a Facebook group just talking about support and how we can work together. And we were sharing job ads, you know, because a lot of call centers opened. So it's like sharing the jobs, working out who's in your pipeline, what clients can you touch base with again. For a lot of people, it's about looking at your cash flow and going, okay, what non-essential expenses can I get rid of? So it's real practical things. Yeah. I think the other thing that people can do is do the networking, get out there, touch base with people, find out who else is in the space. Do a bit of there's a tool called PESL, which is you really analyze the environment around you, what's happening around in the globe, what are the new movements, what do you need to be looking at? And that's the sort of stuff that you need to be doing anyway as a business owner, but particularly in times of crisis, you've got to kind of do that reflection. With Indigenous Business Month, it's about really taking the opportunity to showcase your business and have conversations with other business owners. I don't think business is something that can be really lonely for people and isolating, particularly when you're running a business. And so connecting with other business owners is absolutely fundamental to your own.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.